Hello, and welcome to Becker's Podcast. This is Brian Zimmerman, writer-reporter at Becker's Hospital Review. Today, I am pleased to be joined by Melanie Dalvik. Melanie serves as the Global Patient Engagement CRM Solutions Leader for NTT Data Services, Healthcare, and Life Sciences with more than 20 years of business experience, including 9 years in program management and business plan development in emerging technical fields. Before joining NTT Data Services, Melanie spent over 7 years at the Cleveland Clinic and 3 years in the Office of Patient Experience focused on an enterprise CRM initiative where she led over 30 consultants and team members in the development and execution of an enterprise CRM strategy. Today, we will be discussing reducing friction with CRM while improving patient engagement. Melanie, thank you for taking the time to speak with me to share your expertise with our readers. Can you start out by explaining what you mean by this title?
Sure, thanks for having me. So first, I think it's important to define what we mean by patient engagement, as I think there's a lot of definitions floating around these days, and I truly believe that this is more than just a healthcare buzzword. To add to the complexity of defining it, healthcare providers have not really organized themselves to date in a way that looks at patient experience and patient engagement as the yin and yang to one another. The two are still very disconnected, with patient experience centered around improving HCAHPS scores and patient engagement initiatives often being driven out of marketing departments who measure conversion rates and digital touch points. These two ideals need to come together because both concepts ultimately are focused on improved outcomes for patients. Experience and engagement impact each other. Bad experience can influence a patient's engagement, and the engagement of a patient can very much influence the experience. If one is out of balance, it throws off the other. The industry is beginning to focus on a more holistic look at engagement from that perspective. And perhaps there's some new term yet to be coined for the marriage of these two together. But for now, our approach to patient engagement recognizes the importance that experience plays with engagement. So experience is a driver of engagement. And more importantly, experience will drive the engagement that a patient has with your health system. And when it's done correctly, it's an element of the entire culture that drives everything that happens. So now we layer in this friction term. And customer friction was a term that was coined by sales and marketing folks in traditional for-profit industries that were focused on improving the customer experience so that they can improve loyalty and boost sales. And we define it as any aspect of the customer interaction that has a negative impact on the customer experience. So the less friction a customer encounters, the more likely they are to be satisfied with a product or service and continue to do business with that company. And it's the same for patients. Even though the threshold or tolerance levels may be impacted slightly, the concepts still hold true. As the perception and viewpoint shifts because patients are paying more and more for their healthcare, as well as the disruption of other industries and the technology-related areas, and this new generation of folks with different expectations, the concept becomes an even more amplified.
So why do you think it is important to talk about these two concepts of patient engagement and friction together?
So assessing friction from the patient's viewpoint with the goal of creating an experience that helps foster an engaged patient is what every healthcare provider should be focused on. This is a recipe for success. We at NTT Data have a qualitative approach to measuring the friction in a healthcare system. We compile a friction factor, which is a number that represents the friction a customer, in this case, a patient, is experiencing when they are interacting with your organization. Lower the number or closer to neutral, the better. Friction factor is a unique assessment tool in comparison to other commonly used measures. Customer surveys are often reactive and delayed by the time that you can do anything with that survey information. And net promoter score is limited as well because it's just a representation of the how and not the why. So customer friction factor is this quantitative, objective, proactive method that yields precise results, giving companies the data they need to drive transformation and realign their applications and processes towards the patient. Friction oftentimes is a series of small, unsatisfactory experiences, especially true in healthcare. The potential for a series of unsatisfactory occurrences from a provider, when you start from scheduling the appointment, to waiting in the waiting room, to receiving care, and understanding follow-up instructions and paying bills, I mean, we could talk about countless examples where historically healthcare has not been known for delivering red carpet treatment. Because of the complexities of navigating the healthcare system, providing a frictionless experience for patients provides the best opportunity for them to be active and engaged participants in their own care. For example, unclear or lack of information that explains what a patient needs to do to properly manage chronic conditions makes it hard to be actively engaged. Or needing to see a specialist and not being able to secure an appointment could mean that the patient may stay engaged, but they actually may engage with a different healthcare organization who makes it easier for them to, which means they could be leaving your organization. And there are two compelling pieces of information that needs to stay at the forefront of healthcare providers' minds. One surrounds patients that are not satisfied. I've read data that says as low as 58% and as high as 74% of patients are likely to switch providers when they're not satisfied. This is consumer type behavior that 30 years ago, physicians didn't have to factor into their practices. And the second piece of information is from a study published in Health Affairs in 2013 that said, less engaged or active patients are three times as likely to have unmet medical needs and twice as likely to delay their medical care. And we all know delay in getting medical care is an exponential factor on cost and it's detrimental to impact. Healthcare cannot afford to have non-engaged or unsatisfied patients, and I feel like we're at a tipping point of improving the experience.
So how do customer relationship management applications fit into this puzzle?
One of the biggest challenges we see with our provider customers is multiple sources of important information that spread across various applications that create challenges for delivering exceptional service experiences. So having an incomplete view of the patient and having inefficient processes surrounding those touch points is one element that contributes to the friction. Customer relationship management software is intended to bring information together to present an actionable and intelligent view of the customer or patient. The second powerful capability it provides is workflow management. It facilitates collaboration and viable options to improve service delivery. The other major systems found in healthcare organizations, such as EHRs and billing systems, I think it's fair to say most of those systems are not really designed for minimizing friction.
Why do you think it is important for healthcare providers to be prioritizing CRM over other IT investments, as everyone only has so much capital to spend every year?
There's no doubt that the healthcare industry is in an unprecedented state in our history. There is uncertainty that creates a lot of angst and often spending paralysis. Because of the uncertainty, the criteria that healthcare organizations need to consider when deciding on what and where to spend their capital should fall around these four considerations. Number one, is it a versatile platform that can support multiple use cases? And because of its versatility, adapting and responding to change is going to be much easier with a CRM system. Two, because it has the ability to be used for many different use cases and in multiple departments, there are efficiencies in supporting a common platform across multiple departments or business units. Third, a highly configurable platform, and it has robust options out of the box, which breaks from that tradition of needing to spend money on custom code to have a great product that fits for healthcare. It also makes keeping up to date with the latest and greatest version much easier. Fourth, if designed and implemented correctly, can provide visibility to information that proves the ROI on the investment. Many of our customers are redesigning improved experiences for their patients specific to service lines. And part of this is to drive business to targeted areas while providing a framework that supports consistency and having the ability to measure the results. So essentially, this technology can help drive revenue, help create efficiencies while improving the service that it delivers.
How does NTT Data Services help providers improve patient engagement through the lens of reducing friction with solutions like CRM?
We have a variety of customers that have varying degrees of maturity as it relates to their CRM journey. Healthcare providers as a whole are in their infancy in implementing and reaping the benefits of the CRM platform. Most of our engagements begin with getting a real understanding of the current state. Customer friction factor is a very helpful tool to our customers, as it does a few things. One, it helps them really understand the experience that patients are encountering on their journey through their organization. It is also a very useful benchmark to have before implementing a new system and when redesigning and improving the process. The friction factor provides insights to where the process redesigns need to focus, and the CRM is a technology that helps enable that. And secondly, we have the ability to benchmark to other organizations. For example, we can compare ease of getting an appointment within your healthcare organization to some of your competitors. And we're happy to engage with customers at any point that they're at in their journey.
Thank you, Melanie, for your time and insight. To learn more about NTT Data and how they're reducing friction with CRM while improving patient engagement, please visit www.nttdata.com/services. If you have any feedback on this program or requests for future podcast topics, please email ktimmons@beckershealthcare.com, and please make sure to regularly visit Becker's Hospital Review at www.beckershospitalreview.com for the latest business, legal, and clinical news and guidance for hospitals and health systems. Thank you for joining us.